It served to the following conversation, to the following thought. So last week we had the Siyam, on the Yor said Rabbi Einam was Zichru Bracha, and somebody asked me, I guess rightfully so, he just came to Shiva three days prior to that, why is he going to the Siyam, which I said I have to him, etc. So when I spoke, then I was meramis to that nakuda slightly. I want to be marker beer on it. I think it's very relevant. Bechlal to our avodah is very relevant to shuas, but it's very relevant to our avodah. I mentioned the story that my wife had when we first came to Tells. So the Tells that Don Haga is every time that there's a yizker. The four times a year, there's Yizkor, the last day of Pesach, the second day of Shavuos, Yom Kippur, Shmini Atzeres. So they say a kamala for each one of the Rosh Hashivas of the yeshiva separately with a special niggun, the whole tzibur stands. And then afterwards, after that, the bachurim, the people which are not saying Yizkor, walk out. But at the beginning, everybody's there for those kamalas. And each one is said separately. There's a kamala for Rav Leisha Telzer, started the yeshiva. There's a kamala for Rabbi Yisrael Bloch. There's a kamala for Rabbi Chaim Telzer, for Rabbi Yisrael Bloch, for Rabbi Zalman Bloch, for Rabbi Meir Bloch, for Rabbi Mordechai Katz, Mordechai Gifter, Rabbi Baruch Sorotskin. Each one gets their own kamala. It could take some time. My wife not being malumid with the Telzer Hanhaga, so the first Yom Kippur that she was there, so, according to the sitter, it's time for Yizkor. She started to walk out, and the Rebbezin stopped her and said, realized that she's leaving. She didn't understand, maybe that she wasn't familiar, etc., but she said to her that you need them more than they need you. You stay. That was the quote. If you've ever been in contact with the Telzer Rebbezins, it was said with passion. And my wife said, yeah, right, stay. Yeah, 100%. And she went back to her seat, and that's what she did. I was talking with Rabbi Rosenbaum, and we were talking about the fact that they have the Yortzeit Siyum on Shabbos. And each year as it goes by, he points out that it's more, it's going to be more difficult to pull out these memories, to pull out the relevance to people. I told him I think that the midah which we need to look at, which requires us to keep the focus, is the midah of Akar Satoiv. It's almost impossible if you have the midah of Akar Satoiv to not think about and want to give recognition to a person who's creating an institution that you benefited from. A person who created a city that you benefited from. Everything which is happening in the city is rooted back in other individuals who were most nefesh to create the institutions which are necessary, be it kashrus, be it the mikvah, be it a shul, be it the yeshiva, be it everything which exists in the city, that the chayyadus should function properly. But they take on the mysterious nefesh to create a yeshiva. From there was allowed, and I benefit from that every moment. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal describes an emotional person's nifter, and he's sitting in Shemayim, and he's sitting under his chuppah. Chazal, each person, each tzaddik is under his chuppah. And the chuppah is decorated with beautiful gems, whatever that means. And there's a knock on the door. What's the knock on the door? There's a special delivery package. Your son down below just said Kaddish. New gems for your chuppah. I can't imagine what a person like Rabbi Einemer's chuppah looks like. Every word of Torah learned in this building belongs to him. Every moment of chinuch which takes place in this building belongs to him. Every moment of chinuch that I have, that you'll benefit from, that you have benefited from, that will change your life, will affect you for the rest of your life, belongs to him. Everything that takes place in the city belongs to him. Every moment he's getting packages of thousands and thousands of skuyos. And we grapple with how do we keep it alive? And we should wonder that the problem should be the opposite. The people should be so inspired and fired up about the meeting of Akar Zatoiv to what they've gained from such an individual that should be banging on the doors. What can we do to keep to give him back a little bit when he can't do it anymore for himself? What can we do to give him back a little bit? And our problem should be that we should finish Shas about 17 times over. Not just Mishnah, it's B'Gemara. That should be our problem. It shouldn't be a Siyama Tanakh, it should be a Sinema Tanakh. Not that they have 135 participants. They should have a few thousand participants. That should be the problem. But it's not like that. It's not like that. So they put up 135 slots for learning Tanakh, and some get filled immediately, and some, there's somebody who has to go knocking on the door. We undertake the Mishnayos here in Yeshiva, and some slots get filled immediately, and then Rabbi Lyman has to go knocking on the doors. Then he has to remind individuals to make sure that they learn it, myself included. The Rosh says in Orchaz Chaim LaRosh, in Ois Kuf Chav Ches, Al Tik Foy Toivo. Sir Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, in his Pirish on the Rosh, so part of the beauty of his Pirish on the Rosh is he brings all the Chazals, which you don't even know exist. You don't even know the name of the Sefer exists. He's going to quote it on this piece of Rosh and tell you about it. So he quotes a piece from Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer. We've quoted Mishnah Eliezer before. It's not a very common medrash. In Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer, Ein lecha kasha l'tei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yosu mikfiyas ha-toyva. There's nothing more difficult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kasha, than kafi toivu. Lo nitzur adam rishon migan Eden, el al kviyas toivu. Adam rishon, the reason why he was kicked out of Gan Eden wasn't because he did a chait. If you look at the psukim do not very clearly indicate Adam rishon was not nitzur migan Eden because he ate from the Eitz Hadas. The Rishon engages him in a conversation. The Rishon says, and now, Penyishlach Yodai, maybe he will take from the Eitz HaChayim, he has to leave. He wasn't kicked out because he ate from the Eitz HaDas. But the Rishon did not trust him that he wouldn't eat from the Eitz HaChayim. Because when he speaks to him, instead of accepting his chait, he says, Ha'isha shenasati imodin nosnali vo'oichel. It was your fault, Akrashi. He was kafi toivu. Adam Rishon was kicked out of Gan Eden because he was kafi toivu. Ava v'senosh b'midbar loikos alim HaKadosh Baruch Hu el al kviyas toivu. Shoyi v'senosh b'eretz loy in eretz yisrael lo hayu roiv chatoyseyan el al kviyas toivu. Majority of their chatoyim were of kviyas toivu. V'neima onosh hakosu b'yoyis l'kviyas toivu v'nei shu ke'en kfir b'ikr. That's pretty heavy. Ramban, then the Parsha's boy, talks about the concept we have so many things which are Zeich Lashias Mitzrayim. So I'm thinking about it as I'm saying it. I don't know, you know, how exactly to say it correctly. A person who Lo Aleinu went through the war, and he was saved. He was saved miraculously. Maybe he was saved together with his wife. Maybe even with his family, which many people did not have that. And there was an individual who put himself out to save him, to protect him, endangered himself. Would he ever have a kasha that he has too many things to remind himself about what that person did for him? No. There's probably the other round. What more can he do for such an individual? How more can he express his hakaras hatov? So Betzim Lakasha, why do we have so many things that Zechas Yis Mitzrayim is starting on a premise which is strange? The whole premise is strange. What we should want a million things Zechas Yis Mitzrayim. Well, why do we have so many? I mean, like, because we would love to express our Kodesh HaTorah to Kodesh Baruch Hu for Yis Mitzrayim. And the Rosham gave us a chesed, he gave us tzitzis. He gave us tefillin. He gave us Shabbos. You know, Rosham, can you give us some more, please? We would like to express more Karas HaTov. That should be the question. And that's sort of what the Ramban's answer is. Kavodos Kol HaMitzvos, the Ramban says, is that we should, the Rosham has no rachas ruach from the Brius that he created, except that we come together and we thank him that he created us. The purpose of raising our voices in tefillah is that, what are the first words we say when we get up in the morning? The definition of expression of neshama in the human being is hoidah, thanks. But the Maisa, we're trying to figure out why we only have 135 slots, and we can't get them all signed up in the first 30 minutes that it makes it made available. Like the people should be waiting to crash down the doors. So Volber writes in Ali Shur Chalit Beis, he has a section on Akaras HaTov. And when he's looking for the meat of Akaras HaTov, He defines the midas in three sections. There's midas which are ben olam lamakom. There are midas which are ben olam lachaveroi, and there are midas which are ben olam laatzmoi. We're trying to define the person. What type of person are you? If he places the karas hatoiv in the midas ben olam laatzmoi, he says, and we find that there's two basic impediments to the midah of karas hatoiv. Comes Lavavus in his Hakdama, gives the following paradox. The two stories of Chesed. Story number one, person Bal Chesed, found the foundling, a child, abandoned, a baby. He brings him into his home, takes care of everything that the child needs. Hachul barchola, every single detail of the child's life. He raises the child in his house, he gives him clothing, he gives him food, he gives him education, he gives him everything that the child needs. He sets him up, he marries him off, he sets him a business, he takes care of him, he helps him. And the child, of course, that young man now, adult, young adult, has a karas hatov to his benefactor. That same individual, one time, an adult comes in, person's traveling, he gets lost, he's lost in the wilderness, he has no food, he has nothing to drink, he's starving, he's at the verge of death, and he's found by this individual, and he brings him to his house, and he nurses him back to health, and he sends him on his way. One act of chesed. He says, and you will find that the midah b'karas hatov of the second individual is much greater than the midah b'karas hatov of the first one. Even though the second individual received one mice of chesed, and the first individual received thousands and thousands and thousands of them. He says, and why is that? He says, the second one received his chesed when he was an adult. His mind was fully developed. He understood the implications of what he got. It was extraordinary. It was unexpected. It was helpful. And he has shown us a karas hatov for it. The child was brought up like this. This is called normal. This is called expected. He has an expectation of this is what's supposed to happen. Most of us appreciate the fact that we have education. Most of us do not stop and think that many parents are laying out in their lifetime for one child depending on what type of tuition they're paying, $250,000 for their education. Now, when I say it in those terms, they say, whoa, $250,000, wow, I should go thank my father for the... But why do you need me to say that? Because that's what parents do. Parents take care, make sure their children have education. You know, like what else? It's just normal. It's muvan me'alov and it's megili. Once Rebbe Zev left, he says that our generation, he says, you know, everything is about, you know, they call it the me generation. He says, you know, the child expects that after the child is born, so after the mother is born, out comes the placenta, and then comes a money-back guarantee. 100% satisfaction guaranteed, or something goes back. We don't know exactly sure what, but something goes back, right? And when it's not 100%, you know, I'm upset. Because there was a guarantee, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. There's a Sefer Chassidim where he writes that you shouldn't have rachmanis on certain people. He says you shouldn't have rachmanis on people which are cruel. You shouldn't have rachmanis on people which are kafi toivah. And there's people which are kafi toivah, which means somebody can do a chesed for them, multiple chesedim for them. But if one time he doesn't do the chesed as expected and as demanded, the person denies and forgets about everything that was ever done for him and only focuses on the thing which went wrong. We're guilty of that sometimes. We are. He says the second reason why we're not makar toiv, because being makar toiv creates a shibud. And we don't like shibud. We don't like being meshubud to somebody. We like having our freedom, our independence. How do you solve this problem? And the first answer is, it's not Megillah Shum Davar. The Gemara Brachos. Teaches in Gemara. So the Gemara brings over here some statements by Ben Zoyma. The Gemara says a story of Ben Zoyma, which at first glance sounds maybe, I don't know, Gaivadik, at least strange. If you think about it, it's a beautiful piece of Gemara. Someone said the Gemara is out of order. Huy Oimer. Arech Toiv, Ma Oimer. A good guest, what does he say? He says the following. Kama Tirchus Tark Malabayis Bishvili. Kama Basar Hevi Lefanai. Kama Yayin Hevi Lefanai. Kama Gluskos Hevi Lefanai. That's pretty Gaivadik. I had some machem over Friday night, so they're supposed to say that Mrs. Reingold, her whole kavana was just for me. Nobody else at the table, just me. And the chicken was for me. The meat was for me. The soup was for me. The kokosh cake was for me. Some guys talk a hole like that, but okay. All right. Areach ra, abl areach ra ma oimer. Ma tarech tarech balabai ze pasachas ochalti, chtichachas ochalti, kasechon shesisi. Kol tarech shetarech balabai ze lo tarech ele bishel ishtoi ubanov. That's pretty honest, you know. Now, you really think that we were sitting and think about you? You know, special for you, made for the family. Okay, we made a little bit extra because you're coming. That's the Reach Ra. The Reach Toiv says, it's all for me. Al Reach Toiv, Ksiv, Lechen Yireu Anoshim, I'm sorry, skip the Pasuk. The Reach Toiv, my armor is the Kharki Sashki, Po'olo Yashashuru Anoshim, Al Anoshim. He sees that, he says, what is he saying? What's the Reach Toiv saying? He had no Kiev to do anything for me. So I'm overwhelmed by the fact that he did one thing for me. He did something for me. He made some food for me. the more he did, the more I said, wow, maybe he had me in mind. I have to have a Karsa Toiv. Look at how beautiful he set this table. He had me in mind also. He didn't have to have me in mind. I had such a Karsa Toiv. I had such a beautiful table to look at. The plate was so beautiful. It was colorful. It was tasty. It was plentiful. I have so much in my Karsa Toiv. You're going to say, Karsa Mises. So then you go back a step. And the Morris says, Ben Zayma Ra Kluso Gabi Baharabayas. Ben Zayma was standing on the Harabayas and he saw Kluso. Kluso means he saw 600,000 Jews standing on Harabayas. A mind-boggling Mara. Person ever took it part of one of the Levayas, Lord Leyden, we had of our Gedolim. 300,000 people, 400,000 people. Imagine 600,000 Jews on the Gav Mal Harabayas. So there's a locha, Baruch Chacham Arozim, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alokeinu Melech Olam Chacham Arozim. Good. Ubaruch Shabora Kol Eilu L'Sham Sheni. So they're all there for me. Pretty guy with it, no? What's he saying? Don't I benefit from every Jew? I benefit tremendously from every single person. And I have a Karsa Toiv for every one of them. He doesn't have to do it. Yeah, he gets paid for it, etc. Fine. But Lamai said, don't I benefit? Let's say there wouldn't be such a system. Let's say the person wouldn't be willing to work for it. I enjoy getting my mail through the door every single day. It's very much more convenient than having to run to New York to pick it up myself. How much Karsa Toiv do I have to the postman? Well, he gets paid for it to go to Mises. That's the Reach Ra. The Reach Ra says, look, every single individual out there is benefiting me in some way. I'm getting something from him. And I'm Akra Toiv. Because it didn't have to be like that. Who your armor coming? Yagiyas Yoga Adam Arisha Nachamotza Pas Lechol. How much did Adam Arisha have to work to eat bread? It was Chorash, he had to plow, Vizora, Vakotzer, Vomar, Vadosh, Vizora, Ubora, Vatochan, Vahirkin, Valosh, Vaofe, Vahakachal. When he masked, what's the Kalei, the Masukarim, the Fanai? I walk into the bakery, and there's food there. Who made that food? Where'd it come from? The Kamigias, Yogan Marisha, Chamotza Begalubash, Gozas, Volovan, Venofats, Vitova, Vorag, Vachamotza Begalubash, Venim Ashkim, and what's the Kalil Musukanama Fanai? Kolumni or Shoitu Zabos, the Pesa Basi, Venim Ashkim, what's the Kalil Fanai? Koyamar Rath Tai Mahoimer. Now, if you imagine the person will look at the world like that, imagine how happy he would be. So the Goyim in this Gemara says, brings a pasuk in Mishlei. Yeah. Brings a pasuk in Mishlei, says that, Nirgan Mafrid Oluf. What's a Nirgan? Nirgan is a kvetcher. It's a kvetcher. People who complain. Nothing's perfect. Nothing's exactly what I want. I want differently. I wish it was this. Why isn't it that? Why don't you do? Why didn't you do? What about this? What about that? You didn't do it good enough. They're always kvetching. He's not Maksa Toiva, he says. I feel my Misha Oisi my Toiva, Omer Kotin Be'enov, Omer Ma'osili. He didn't do enough. He could have done more. I once had this Ha'ara. I don't listen again to this yeshiva, but I once had this aura. You know, when I was in yeshiva, a lot of guys used to kvetch about the yeshivas. The yeshivas should do this, and why don't they do that? They shouldn't do this, they should do this. Why don't they do more? Why didn't they? Why couldn't they? Why did they? Why? Kvetched. Then guys leave yeshiva. And they come back and they're so friendly to Rosh Hashiva, and they're so warm and they're so happy and they're so good, supportive, etc. Says, what happened? You know, and I knew some of them. Like, you know, in the Shivas, they were the biggest complainers. The food wasn't good enough, the bed wasn't good enough, the rabbi wasn't good enough, nothing was good enough. And now what? Because Mamash wreathed with smiles when they come into the Beis Medrash. Is what happened. And I think it's Pashut. Says, you know, in yeshiva, nothing's perfect, but they do a lot for you. Lama Zaga, we'll put a number on it. They do 60%. So why not 65? Why not 70? Why not 80? Why not 90? You go out into the secular world, you walk into the business world, and you find out nobody does anything for you. You get zero. Says, you know, 60% is not bad. A macro type. Wow, 60%. Yeah, but when you're in it, you're going to be like, why can't we get better lunches? Rivero Wine says a story. He says that very few times he saw his Rosh Hashiva when he was learning in those, what we call nowadays Skokie, but those days it wasn't in Skokie, it was in Chicago. He saw his Rosh Hashiva lose it. There was one time he saw his Rosh Hashiva lose it. The yeshiva had no money. So the cook, Nebuch, had tried to make meals with garnished. You make meals with garnished, they talk it tastes like garnished. So what are you supposed to do? You think she didn't care? She wanted to make good, tasty meals. What did she have? So, come out every day, lunch was egg salad and red jello. So one day, Baruch walks into the kitchen. He says, can I ask a chesed? Is it possible to make red eggs and yellow jello? The woman started crying. He says, there was one time he saw his yeshiva lose it. He was so angry. Where's your accursed type? Reb Radler says over a story, I think it was with Rebchatzko Levenstein. So Rebchatzko came to America for a short period of time, and Reb Radler was Mashamish him. So they were here, so while he was here, Rebchatzko didn't stay in America for too long, because he couldn't deal with the tomb of America, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So Rebchatzko meets a young man, who, when Reb Chatzko was a young man, he had benefited from the great-grandfather of this bacher. He said, Reb Chatzko couldn't do enough for this bacher. Because one time he had benefited from this great-grandfather. He says, oh, see, he kept constantly taking care and doing and constantly being involved with this young man. Because one time he benefited from the Zeta from the bacher. Because he couldn't do enough. He couldn't stop, he couldn't figure out more ways to be a mahana somebody. That's a curse of toiv. To an oranical. And we're grappling with a curse of toiv to the individual himself. Well, it wasn't one time, it was multiple times. Somebody one time, I was embarrassed. I don't know what to say. I was a bacher here in yeshiva, getting married, and he forgot to invite Reb Merk and Reb Einemer. So he has no shaychus to them. I said, the reason why I'm here, and Reb Lubyansky is here, and any Rebbe is here because Reb Merkin pays our salary. He beats the pavement day and night that you should have a yeshiva. What do you mean you have no shaykhus to him? You didn't invite him. I was embarrassed that we have a bacher reach that level of lowliness. He didn't invite Rabbi Einem or the yeshiva. The reason why there's a yeshiva is because he was moist in effort to build a yeshiva. I don't know what to say. I said, I'm sorry, we'll take care of it. But I had to point out to a bacher that that's what you do. I don't know what to do. And Ramban says we build all of our avodah on a curse of toif. Did it ever bother you? We make a bracha shir ki the shonu mitzvah b'tzivonu al tzirah so'emer, al tzilus lulav, al tzilus yadayim. What are we saying? we're saying Hoidah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave us an opportunity to give him something back. We can't. I decide, you know, I'm going to be over at Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to go outside right now, stand upside down, and spit wooden nickels. It's a word of Hashem. I decided it's a word of Hashem. Like, it's not a word of Hashem. What can we do to give back to Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Baruch Hu told us. Imagine if he had not told us, where would we be? What would we do? How can we give back to Kadosh Baruch Hu? He wouldn't tell us what to do. The sweetest thing we have in our life is to give back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be makar tov to him. And he gave us mitzvahs to do that. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Hashem, thank you so much. I have such a karas atoiv. I feel overwhelmed that you were nice enough to give me an opportunity to put on tefillin, to serve, to give something back to you. You gave me tzitzis. You gave me Sfiras HaOmer. You gave me Shabbos. You gave me Kiddush. Baruch Hashem, thank you so much. Because otherwise, what can I do? I'd be overwhelmed. I'd be in such grief. I want to be made to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to give back. And what do I do? How do I do it? I can't do it without him allowing me. I can't walk into the palace of the king and start, you know, doing whatever I think is right. That's called giving him something. So you come to Shavuos. And so, what's Shavuos? Shavuos is a Jew jumping out of his skin and Hakaras HaTov to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person was made to it. He gave us a Torah and he allowed us to give back to him in a mashahu of a mashahu. One thing I can't, a billionth I can't come up with. I have life. I have everything. How do I give back? What do I do? And the Bereshit gave us Torah. I mean, aren't we going to just jump out of our skins from Simcha? Maybe we should work on every morning we say Moda'ani. And that's the first words that we say in the morning. But the purpose is not to say those words in the morning, Moda'ani, the first words. The purpose is to set a tone for the day. As long as I have an Hashem Rishon, I'm going to be Moda. That's all. That's what I want to do. That's my definition. That's my defining element. What am I? I'm a Moda. Moidim anachnu loch. That's what I do. And I do it bepeh. And I say Pesukah de Zimra. I say brachas. I say 100 brachas a day. 100 times a day I say the Rishon, thank you. You gave me food. You gave me stuff. You gave me the ability to go to the bathroom properly. You gave me everything. You gave me my clothing. You gave me my body. You gave me a seichel. Baruch to Hashem chayner adoas. Where will we be without seichel? We enjoy having a smart mind. We enjoy intelligence. We enjoy a good word. Where did it come from? We want to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When the Bereshit is Roitzeh B'Shuva, he doesn't say, you know what? Chutz min yak, human being, get out of here. He says, come. I love you. I care about you. Come back to me. Bereshit, thank you. Roitzeh B'Shuva. It's an overwhelming. But we do. It's not just enough to say. Right? My husband says, I love you very much. I really appreciate everything you do. But you take everything in the house. I'm doing nothing. That's a karas hatov. You really mean recognizing how much your wife put in? Kids, so Dad, I really appreciate everything you're doing. But you know what? Don't ask me to do anything in this house, please. That's not a curse type. You want to give back. Dad, I would love to help. I want to mow the lawn. I want to take out the garbage. I want to clean. I want to paint the room. Give it to me. I'm happy to do it. I want to give back. I recognize how much you've given me. I want to give something back. Bershom, you gave us Torah. You gave us mitzvahs. You gave us an opportunity to give back. Thank you so much. Maybe it's funny. There's a medrash, Parsha Shmos. Medrash says, that even if all the person did for you is the opening of the door one time, you're chayev lo nafshach. You owe him your life. I owe my life. You opened the door one time. That's it. I was walking in, you know, Bacher opened the door for me. I owe him my life. Maybe, I don't know what's pshat, maybe it's drush. If I live in a world where nothing comes to me, and everything is outside of me, and everything is exceptional, everything is chesed, everything is unique. Wow, somebody opened the door for me. Why did open the door for me? I create an attitude, I created a mahalach chayim, that I recognize everything which is there, and I recognize the value of the brush from giving me my life, and the people which helped me with my life, and the fact that somebody made clothing for me, the Ben Zayma says. And somebody made food for me, Ben Zayma says. Ben Zayma stood in there and he saw 600,000 people. And he said, every single person in this room in some way has benefited me. Rasham, that's so sweet of you. Baruch, Rasham, you created a world which I gained so much benefit from 600,000 people. And we once did the exercise over here. The Rizal Pliskin says, for a cup of coffee in the morning. Cup of coffee in the morning. How many people does it take to make a cup of coffee in the morning? Well, it takes Sally Rangel to go to the hot water. Where did hot water come from? Really? Well, there's a whole slew of thousands of people which made the water system and run the water system. But you had to heat it. Where did the electricity come from? Where did the coffee come from? Well, it's in Brazil. How did it get here? People harvest it. How did you get it here? Well, they put in trucks. Who made the roads? Who made the trucks? Who made the boats? Who sailed the boats? Who unloaded it? Who put in the trains? Who put in the jars? Where'd the jars come from? Hey, where'd the cups come from? Who made the cups? Sugar. Water. Right? A spoon. You understand, by the time you finish, a cup of coffee took you about 3 million people to give you a cup of coffee. You have a chiva karsa type to 3 million people. That's what that means. Wow. I just received service from 3 million people. I am so important. I just received the chesed from 3 million people. I'm like, wow. You know, you got to be dancing. A cup of coffee, you got to be dancing. That's just a cup of coffee. And there's milk, you know. Milk. The world is mole chesed. Mamash mole chesed. Right? Mikvetch, it's not a nice world. Real nice world. Right? There's millions of people which are helping me. Yeah, they're making money at the same time. But the mice are helping me. I'm getting something. I have such a curse of toiv. I feel so happy. I'm makir. I recognize how much good there is in the world. I feel different. I feel appreciative. I feel happy. And then I can be happy and I can feel happy about the fact that I have a life. I can be happy that I have the ability to function. I can be happy that I have a way to recognize, that I have a mind which allows me to recognize the source of it all, my Creator. And I'm happy that I'm able to give something back to Him. Yes, I owe my life. I owe that person to open the door. I owe him. He gave me a life. He gave me an understanding of what life is all about. If I stop and I think, but what it means that somebody else helps me. I can't tell you shushat, maybe shush. But it's important to understand. I have to go back to I can't without the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to be mated to him to do mitzvahs, we would not be able to do it. We'd be stuck in such pain that we can't give back to our Creator even something. And he allowed us to give back something. We have to be so happy and appreciative that he was mated to us and he allowed us to do mitzvahs. And every mitzvah that we do, it's based on our Karas HaTov that we have, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave us so much and that he allowed us in some way to serve him and to give back to him as well.